Welcome to the Eat and Elevate Podcast. With one of your hosts from coast to coast, coaching and collaborating, doing the most, chewing on topics guaranteed to feed, dedicated and motivated so you succeed. Spirit, soul, and body that supersedes all fears and doubts that the devil brings. We posting weekly to meet your needs.
Thank you, everyone, for joining me for another episode of Eat and Elevate with Rhonda. Today, I want to talk to you about cognitive dissonance. But before we get into this, please help me get this information out. If you have nodded your head in agreement with anything you've heard me speak on, please share the episode with just five people in your sphere of influence or in your cell phone. How about the last five people you texted today so that they are aware? I'm not doing this to make my name great or to make money from it. I'm doing this because everyone that I have personally sent this out to, it is because I love you and have much love for you. I want to grow this podcast organically by sharing it with you and you sharing it with someone else. And they sharing it with someone else. So will you commit to doing that for me? Will you? You'll do that for me, please. I appreciate you. All right. So cognitive dissonance, that's what we're going to be talking about today. So what is cognitive dissonance? Cognitive dissonance is a mental conflict that occurs when one's beliefs or assumptions are contradicted by new information. Those who fall prey to this experience such an uneasiness that it causes their defenses to heighten, and they react to it by rejecting the information that they're hearing or explaining the contradictory information away, or they avoid the new information altogether by either shushing you or changing the subject to persuade themselves that no real conflict exists. So let me give you some examples of what cognitive dissonance kind of looks like. It's when someone comes and tells you under no circumstances should you take a jab that your doctor or the media or the government mandates you to take, because it's really not a vaccine. In fact, they said that it will neither prevent you from getting sick, nor does it treat the sickness. So an inquiring mind such as the one I have, I began to use my inductive as well as deductive reasoning. And I started asking questions, not of myself, nor of my friends, but to the all-knowing, all-wise God of the universe, asking him what is really going on. Because the word says in Jeremiah 33:3, it says, call to me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things that you know not of. So when I saw that they made it a condition of employment, getting the jab was a condition of employment, and me being an HR person. And then they later said that any dissenters or anyone bucking back would be fired for not taking a shot in their own body. Crazy. So for argument's sake, if I was on the fence about getting it or not getting it, that move right there let me know that something sinister, something heinous was afoot. And as we now know, millions of people all across the world have, quote unquote, suddenly died. We're talking 6-year-olds, 18-year-olds, 30-year-olds just dropping dead. And it had the life insurance companies all up in arms because they had to pay out all of these policies suddenly. So we see active 30, 40, 50 year olds now having strokes and seizures. But if you have cognitive dissonance, rather than believing what your eyes and ears are showing you, your first instinct is to explain it away, change the subject, deflect, or wave it off. Because this new info contradicts what you've been told and have believed to the fullest. So if it's not a vaccine, what is it? And why would they lie to me? Well, if you go do some research on all of the vaccines, but in particular the one you took, you will find that it has nanotechnology that overwrites your DNA, turning it into modified RNA. So I want you to look up these terms. Nanotechnology, and it's spelled just the way it sounds. mRNA, the World Economic Forum, bioweapon, and the Great Reset. If you really want to know the truth and come out of cognitive dissonance, you will go and do some research. But briefly, what that jab is a bioweapon. They call it surveillance under the skin to turn humans into transhumans. That's another term you should look up. The best way I can explain it is for you to go watch the movie The Kingsman Secret Service, the first one, that starred Samuel L. Jackson. And he's playing this nefarious villain who wants to destroy the world. As you watch that movie, listen to the words they use and what happens as a result of them downloading some technology into everyone's cell phone. And then pay attention also to his sidekick. This that they did with COVID was a 50-year-old plan in the making, where they, working in cooperation with your enemy, who is an apex predator, seize their opportunity to do a global reset. They call it Build Back Better. And their tagline is, you will own nothing and be happy. That doesn't sound like happiness to me, though. That sounds like enslavement and control. Let me ask you a question. Have you noticed in your neighborhood and everywhere you drive these days, you see these brand spanking new color-coded apartment homes? Typically, the colors you'll see are this yellow blocks, these blue blocks, these green blocks, and orange blocks, all within this, you know, development that they're making. And usually within a 15-minute radius of that development are retail shops. There's usually a Chase Manhattan Bank, and I usually see like a Chick-fil-A, or now I'm starting to see Cane's, the new rest of the restaurant that's popping up all over the place, this fast food place. I think it's prominently in the South, but now it's popping up here in the North. And so I don't know what the deal is with chicken and chicken sandwiches and these developments. I don't know, but you may be something you want to pay attention to. Now, have you noticed that? Well, now that you're not in cognitive dissonance, you are going to start seeing all kinds of things you didn't pay much attention to before. Well, they call these smart cities or 15-minute cities. So the plan is to herd you into one of these 15-minute cities after they get you to buy into their universal or guaranteed basic income nonsense by not working and taking their free handouts, which, remember, isn't free at all. So take your home. They want to take your home that you worked hard and saved for. Take your car because you don't need that anymore. And they track you using the technology that you willingly went in and took a jab for and is now under your skin. So for all of you who say, I prayed and God told me to take it, I'll say this: a lowercase g god of fear or a lowercase g god of peer pressure may have told you to take it, but it was not the Most High God. The Most High God told you in his word to trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thine own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge God and he will direct your path. He told you, I have not given you the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. That's what the Most High God told you, which is found in his word. The pharmaceutical companies, Bill Gates, the World Economic Forum, most government leaders in America and around the world, all of your favorite artists and athletes were all in cahoots against humanity to eliminate billions of people from the population. Now, I'm not saying they all were fully aware, like especially like your Hollywood people. They may not have been totally aware. They may be pawns, but the end result is still the same. And you may say why. The reason being is because they are demon possessed elitists who hate you as God's image bearer. And if you don't come out of cognitive dissonance today, they will succeed in executing their plans against you. Here's another example is that if they tell us, you know, that they tell us things aren't bad, like the economic conditions that we're in, it's not bad. Crime isn't bad. And we're not in a recession. Now, let's define what a recession is and talk in terms that you and I can both understand. A recession means it that there is a significant, widespread, and prolonged downturn in economic activity, typically marked by two consecutive quarters of negative GDP or gross domestic product. So you may be asking, what is GDP? Good question. GDP can be defined as anything and everything you spend money on. It's on consumer goods. And even services to some great extent fall within that because, even to provide a service, you have to spend money on goods. So let's say you were getting your hair cut. So you have to spend money on, well, for guys, your barber has to spend money on the place that he has to rent for you to come in there and get your hair cut. He has to spend money on the clippers. He has to spend money on the sanitary, what is it called? Sanitation liquid or whatever they call it to clean the clippers. He has to spend money on that, whatever spray. If you're getting your beard, tightened up, they got to spend money on the cream that they put on your beard. So there's a lot of costs associated with you walking into the barbershop that owner of the barbershop passes on to you. And so also, for chuckles and giggles, let's say, I want you to go look at your insurance bills. Like maybe the insurance bills that you had back in, let's say we're in 2024, so back in 2022, like your auto insurance or your life insurance, well, not life insurance, but your home insurance for your mortgage. Go look at those premiums that you were paying back in 2022 and now look at what you're paying now in 2024. And so two quarters will have already passed. And so I guarantee you that the premiums are far more now than they were then. Also, for, argument's sake, again, let's think about a carton of eggs. So now a carton of eggs, I kind of did a little bit of the research. A carton of eggs can range in cost anywhere between like $2.19 for like your USDA grade A kind of eggs, all the way to about $10.19 for, say organic pasture raised eggs. And so there's a continuum of what, eggs. So anywhere between $2.19 to $10, right? And so, but now if we were to look at the cost of those same eggs 2 years ago, it's somewhere between a 200 to 300% increase. And then if we, so to say that we're not in a recession, is laughable. It's just laughable. And then we as a nation are in $34 trillion of debt, not millions, not billions, but trillions. Okay. So we're in $34 trillion of debt. And we also are at a negative $412 billion in dollar supply. Now, what is dollar supply? So dollar supply means that there is less money in circulation, meaning that there is less money coming in. There's more money going out in our debt. So $34 trillion in debt, but then we also are at a negative $412 billion in money coming in. So we well beyond a problem. And so you may say, well, that's not affecting me any. I mean, I got money in my 401k. I got money saved in my IRA and all of that. But let's say you were to have a serious emergency today. I mean, and that you needed the money right now. Like I'm talking about like you needed a few thousand right now today. How quickly do you think you would be able to access that money? I'll answer that for you. Not quickly at all, because I just shared with you that we are at a negative $412 billion in dollar supply. So they would have to go and find that money. So your 401k, your IRA type people, they couldn't give you that money. Like you call them up on the phone, say 10 o'clock in the morning, hey, I need, to access about $3,000, not to mention the hoops they make you go through, because for a 401k, you can't just easily access your money all the time. You could take out a loan, but then you got to do paperwork. You got to get that paperwork into them. Then they got to, do a bunch of things. And so you may get that money next week sometime. But now there's over we're in negative $400 in dollar supply, right? So that means now they have to go and find that money to give to you. So here's some more information that may contradict what you believe. The money that you have direct deposited into, that is put into your bank account, does not stay there in a pile with your name on it that says only you can access it. As soon as you put your money in the bank, they move it and invest it in the stock market or commodities or in global currencies and things of that nature. It does not stay there under your name. And I know because you received a piece of paper in the form of a receipt showing a dollar sign with some numbers and possibly your name or your account number, something to, that will identify that you gave this money. You think that that money is there and it's yours. Here's a spoiler alert. Here comes a cognitive dissonant moment. If everybody who is aware of how banks are set up were to decide in the middle of the night, while you were asleep, to go and move their money, quote unquote, and take their money out of the bank, because there's very little cash kept in the bank in comparison to the number of account holders that that bank or credit union has, then that money would not be there for you to access it when you decided to get up and go to the ATM. So they call that a bank run. If you start hearing these terms in your news, if you start hearing it on the radio, this is what they're referring to. People going, you know, the people who, it's almost like insider trading to some degree, because the people, the high ups in, you know, executives and their family members, they may get wind of a situation happening in our economic, you know, landscape. And so then they decide to do a run on the bank, go take all their money out, which, again, like I'm telling you, the bank don't keep a lot of money in the bank anyway. And we're at a negative $412 billion in dollar supply. That's why you always hear about them printing up money. And I know somebody that knows somebody who works for the Treasury Department, I think it's the Bureau of Public Mint and that sort of thing, the people that print up money. And she was telling me that during COVID, I believe it was, like during 2021 some time frame, that they was printing up all this money. But now, you know, we've been giving money to Ukraine, like hand over fist, practically. It seems like it's like every other month, right? Like you would see the dude come from Ukraine wearing his little camouflage colored sweatsuit looking outfit. Like, and here's another, you know, something I want you guys to be thinking of. What world leader, you know, like leader of a country, travels to other countries wearing a sweatshirt and cargo pants, standing in front of anyone's Congress or parliament, standing in front of any of the lawmakers? Who's doing that? Nobody. Nobody. This dude comes wearing a sweatshirt and cargo pants every time he comes here. That should set something off to everyone's mind that this something ain't right. Something ain't legit here. Okay. So now we've been giving all this money to, you know, upwards of about $75 billion to Ukraine. We have this borderless invasion happening right now. And then we have this defund the police operations happening in all major cities and then even in some of the suburbs. Yes, some of us believe the lie that they tell us that we're not in a recession. It is clear that we are. Something is definitely going on in our economic landscape. So, sir, ma'am, please wake up. We are in a deep decline as a nation and most certainly in recession. Some people would even go as far as saying we practically near depression. The reason why I don't feel like it is because we all get up every day and go to work. Those of us who are still working, those of us who are retired, you still getting your retirement checks. But I just mentioned to you that we have a negative $412 billion dollar supply. So at some point, them checks are going to stop coming. At some point, there's going to be a lot of massive layoffs than what we have right now, because we already do have quite a number of layoffs happening. And so they have you believing that the job situation is doing well, when in fact it's not. I work in, you know, the staffing kind of industry. As you guys know, I'm in HR and in recruiting, and, you know, I hire people for a living. And I can tell you that there are far more people out here looking for jobs than there are true jobs in the marketplace. Now, what Mr. Biden is probably talking about is, you know, like, so during COVID, when they were giving out all of those STEMIs and giving people money to stay at home, you lost a large portion of the working population. So what they are saying is, like, with those numbers, and here's the thing with stats. With, you know, statistics, you can make a statistic look and sound any way you want it to look and sound. So the jobs that are available is probably retail jobs, jobs in fast food and things of that nature. Because, again, in most major cities, you got these snatch and grabs, right? Like these breaking grabs that where they breaking in all of these retail stores and stealing everything. And they going into the fast food places and stealing everything. You got some places where they stealing the ATM machines, they stealing the cash registers and things of that nature. So a lot of those jobs are going vacant. People don't want to work those jobs anymore because their life is being put on the line. So, you know, we are most certainly in a recession. So what's the solution? I want you to know that God never allows a problem to come into the earth that he has not already made a way through and out of. So hear the word of the Lord. It says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and heal their land. Now, what is this scripture referring to? It's talking about repentance. We must humble ourselves and repent. Repent means to turn. Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 says this. Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it. But narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it. The Lord has me here speaking with you right now to help you find the narrow gate. So what does that look like for us today? For some of you, you must turn from darkness to light and from being under the power and control of Satan, listening and believing his lies, and turn to God, asking him for forgiveness of your sins and be set apart in Christ Jesus and experience his protection, experience his provision, and experience his unconditional love. For others of you, you must repent of your backslidden condition and turn back to Jesus. Now, if you would be real honest with yourself, you know something is wrong, that something is off. And what that is you are out of alignment with the Lord. You are out of right positioning with God. And it's time to come back in. You know, sin is but pleasure for a season. It is pleasurable for a season. And you've been out there way too long. The Lord has been and right now is knocking at the door of your heart, asking, will you let me in? Will today be the day that you let me back into your life and into your heart? For he says, I love you with an everlasting love, so much so that I sent my one and only son to pay the ultimate price for your life. So if you are under the sound of my voice and have never received salvation alone in Jesus Christ alone, I'm asking you, will you receive him today? Your quote unquote good works will perish with you if you have not made a confession of faith in Jesus Christ alone. And nobody is asking for perfection here. Just say this to God right where you are. Say, Jesus, I believe that you are the Son of God and that you came to this earth, died, and was resurrected to save me from hell. Please, Lord, forgive me of my sins. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Now take my life, Lord, and show me how to live for you. Amen. That's it. That's all you got to say. Now, if you said that prayer and believe it, welcome to the family. Welcome, family. I am a witness that God is going to do amazing things through you. So if you did say that prayer, I would love to know about it. I would love for you to reach out to me. You can email me at yourfirstlove@proton.me, which is spelled URSTLUV@proton, which is proton.me. I would love to get you a Bible, you know, talk to you, you know, just keep in contact with you, let you know you don't have to walk this walk alone, because it, you know, Jesus, he didn't have people out there on islands by themselves. He wants you in fellowship and connection with other brothers and sisters in Christ. So it, like I said, if that was you, if you said that prayer, you believe it in your heart, please email me, let me know. And so, guys, I wanted to share this. This is a major warning and a major alert message for everybody that's hearing this. A financial collapse is imminent. It is imminent. You cannot believe what they're telling you. They are hyping up stuff for whatever reasons. They have their own agendas. I don't know if they want it to be that it catches everyone by surprise what they're doing. You know, for a lot of people who've been paying attention to these things, it won't catch them by surprise. And I don't want it to catch you by surprise, which is why I'm telling you this. So get your financial house in order. And if, you know, if you want to talk more about that, shoot me an email and we can talk offline about that. Another thing is a total solar eclipse is scheduled to happen in a couple of weeks on April the 8th, which is, I believe, a Monday. And I think they called it the path of totality of darkness. It's going to be daytime darkness. So in the path of totality of daytime darkness, it's going to affect 36 million people. And as we know, very, very bad things happen in darkness. And so now if you go and read Joel, the book of Joel, it's a minor prophet. I want to say it's like the 10th book after Psalms, after the book of Psalms. But it's Joel. If you read chapter 2, I want you to read chapter 2. And I believe focus on the last, or draw your attention, focus on the whole thing, but draw your attention to about the last 4 verses in that chapter 2. And then go look up what eclipse, what a solar eclipse, what it looks like. And I think you'll find some similarities to what God wrote in his word, you know, had written in his word thousands of years ago to what we're about to experience on April the 8th. And so when it talks about a day, the day of the Lord, you know, in the Bible, it'll speak about the day of the Lord in this particular chapter. Now, the day of the Lord is not a good thing. It is marked by judgment. So this, we are being judged, guys. And in particular, you know, I think there is a fault line right along this path of totality of where this solar eclipse is going to be passing. So if there is a fault line, when fault lines happen, I think The Rock had did a movie about the San Andreas fault line or something. But, you know, you could even take a look at that movie as well. You know, usually earthquakes and things happen. So, you know, a lot of things can happen around this time. And I'm not sharing all of this to put you in fear, because God has not given us a spirit of fear. If you're in Christ, there's nothing to fear about. Now, if you're not in Christ, you got plenty to fear. You really do. You really do. But if you are in the Lord, you're in Christ, and you prayed the prayer, you have nothing to fear. You absolutely don't have anything to fear. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. But now when these things happen, you know, we're being judged. We're being judged for some of the things that we have done. And as a nation, the things that we have done and have also, you know, allowed to be replicated in other nations. So God is not pleased with all of these different things that are happening. And so something far worse than COVID is coming. God has been sounding an alarm to get our attention. Wake up, wake up, wake up. Turn, you know, turn, repent, humble yourselves, pray, seek my face. I mean, he's been telling us this. And so I'm sharing all of this also because on the flip side of it all, we have an apex predator enemy who is out there, you know, roaming the earth, seeking those he can devour. And has enacted his plan of unrest. Have we not seen that? Chaos. Have we not seen that? Confusion, frustration, division, war. Have we not seen that? And deception. And if you don't come into the fold, into the protection and refuge of Jesus, our strong tower, the devil and his gang of very wicked, demon-possessed minions are working overtime to bring about all of our destruction. God is very serious about your soul, but so is the devil. And you don't want to be the one scratching at the side of the boat like in the days of Noah when the door was shut and the flood waters came. You want to come on in to this protection right now. You know, if I was a singer, I'd sing that song, but I'm not. So I'm not going to go there. But for those of you who don't know Jesus, who are listening to this podcast and who don't know Jesus at all, and you didn't pray the prayer, I dare you. I mean, I double dog dare you to call out to Jesus and ask him to prove to you that he is real. And then watch what happens. I guarantee you he's going to show up. Well, guys, that's it. I'm going to leave in the description of this episode the title to a video you can search for in YouTube that shows how apex predators operate, because I really think it's important that you understand how your enemy views you and how your enemy moves. Okay, so again, don't forget to share this. I need this to get out to as many people as possible. Many people need to know about what's about to happen, right? And I can't do it by myself. I need your help. So let me bless your life. Now, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance towards you and give you his peace, his shalom. Nothing missing. Nothing broken. God bless.